I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they create and the poems that created them. I remember finding it very mysterious that ballet dancers didn't break their toes off doing what they do that way. Hi, it's Carrie Fountain, back with another very brief poetry lesson. I hate the word lesson. It sounds so schooly. And I know that I have a couple of kiddos in my house who sometimes I think really feel constricted by the term lesson. So maybe if you have any suggestions on another word for what we're about to do, maybe practice is a better word. Practicing writing is fun. And so this morning I'm going to read you a couple of short excerpts from poems and discuss a term that we use in poetry and sometimes in other kinds of writing. And that's all well and good, but at the end, I want to tell you right up front that I'm going to be asking you to try your hand at writing a short poem using this kind of method. And then I'd like you to send me a part of your poem that I am then going to put together along with other parts of other peoples and kids and everything, whoever wants to do this poem, and we will have a poem that we have written together, which is one of my favorite things ever to do, because not only is it totally inclusive and everyone gets a chance to make a part of the poem, it's also totally anonymous. You don't have to be called out or said, you know, this is who wrote this line, this is who wrote this line. But it's also just such a wonderful way of composing something, because your line followed by another line, those are two distinct things, but when they are put together, they also make their own kind of meaning. So that's what I'm going to be asking you for. We're going to talk a little bit about this term called anaphora in poetry. And really, anaphora is just a kind of repetition. And I really love it for writing practice. Myself, I use it. Sometimes I'll think of a phrase that might start a sentence. The phrase from this very long book-length poem, I'm not going to read the entire book, it would take hours and hours. The phrase that begins these sentences, okay, every sentence in this entire book starts with the phrase, I remember. It's a book called I Remember by the writer and artist Joe Brainard. And I think it's about the length of a novel. So it's real long. So can you imagine writing a novel where every line started with the same phrase? In some ways, I think it would be really hard to wrap your mind around it. But in another way, the great thing about anaphora is half of the work of writing is starting something, right? And if you have a phrase that is beginning every sentence in a novel, it can really create an invitation. And I think by saying, I remember, when you start something with something that specific, it also really points you in the direction of that thing that we've been talking about in previous lessons, which is specificity. We remember things that are specific. And so our memories are chock full of images, not abstractions, images. So in some ways, it's a kind of a perfect way of writing specificity. So I'm going to just read you like maybe five or six of these lines or sentences from this book, I Remember by Joe Brainard. I remember red rubber coin purses that opened like a pair of lips with a squeeze. I remember a boy who could swig down a Coke in one big gulp, followed by a long loud belch. I remember, just outside the city limits, firecracker booths. I remember basketball, total frustration over how to dribble. I remember finding it very mysterious that ballet dancers didn't break their toes off doing what they do that way. I remember record stores with glass windowed booths you could play records in before you bought them or didn't. So there's a few examples of sentences from this book-length poem, I Remember, by Joe Brainard. I remember going on fly-swatting sprees and keeping a very accurate count of how many dead. I remember Tupperware parties. I remember turning around and around real fast until you can't stand up. This is just a great way of practicing poetry, and I think that when you have an anaphoric beginning to a sentence, because it gives you a little shove toward the rest of the sentence and toward being very specific in how you finish the sentence, right? There's no, I remember dreams of love, and, you know, there's no abstraction there. It's all specifics. I remember turning around and around real fast until you can't stand up. It gives you a direction toward specificity, but also, if you are starting every sentence with the same thing, you can go on for a really, really long time. This book is like 300 pages, more than 300 pages. So it really does also create this sort of driving force that also lets you kind of forget all of this other stuff that you sometimes think poetry or writing has to be, you know. It has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It has to, you know, like a movie, kind of culminate to a point of climactic action and then resolve itself in the end. It doesn't, especially when you're just practicing poetry. And that's where all poetry comes from. All poetry comes from practice. And so there was a poet named Kenneth Coke, who was a wonderful poet in and of himself, but he was also a wonderful teacher of poetry. And he went to classrooms all over New York City and taught poetry to kids. And he has a book called Wishes, Lies, and Dreams. And in that book, one of his sort of most successful exercises that he does with kids in this book is like this. It has an anaphoric beginning. And I think it's really wonderful to start with poems that were written by an adult that begin with, I remember, and then to look at some of these poems that were written by kids in school. And rather than starting with, I remember, although kids have plenty of memories, these ones that he wrote with kids and had them write start with, I wish, which is, oh, such a wonderful, talk about, you know, a shove. I love to talk about things that I wish for. And wishes, too, can be very specific. I'm going to read you an example from the book Wishes, Lies, and Dreams. So this poem was written by a student named Aaron, who is in the fourth grade. And this is the entire poem. Sometimes I wish I had my own kitten. Sometimes I wish I owned a puppy. Sometimes I wish we had a color TV. Sometimes I wish for a room of my own. And I wish all my sisters would disappear. And I wish we didn't have to go to school. And I wish my little sister would find her nightgown. And I wish, even if she didn't, she wouldn't wear mine. So that's a poem by a fourth grader. And I'm really curious to see what you might come up with if you gave yourself the challenge of writing a poem where every line began with, I wish. Aaron's poem is 8 lines long. So maybe you could go 8 lines, starting with, I wish. Aaron, you know, starts some of them with, sometimes I wish, and others with, and I wish. But still, I wish is the anaphoric, repetitious phrase there. So what I was hoping was that we could, all of us out there who are about to do this lesson, if you could write a poem, every line beginning with, I wish, in the spirit of these poems that Kenneth Koch wrote many years ago with his students. And then, first of all, I would love you to send them to me because I want to read the whole poem. But if you could also, along with that, or even just alone, send me one, maybe your favorite line that begins, I wish. And then I will put all of those together into a poem, like a mega poem that I can then, I'll read next week. So this will be a poem that we all write together, each of us contributing one line from your poems that are going to start with the phrase, I wish. Remember to try your hardest to be specific about what you wish for. Remember that these are going to be anonymous, so no one's going to know who wrote what, so you can write whatever you want. And send those lines of poetry to me, Carrie Fountain, and I'm going to tell you how to get those to me. There are a couple of ways. One, you could send them to me via social media on Instagram. I'm Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, dot fountain, like a water fountain, on Instagram. So Carrie.fountain is my handle on Instagram, and you can send them to me via direct message that way. Or you can send them through my website, my personal website, carriefountain.com. There's a link to a contact page there, and there's a form, and that will eventually get to me. So send me your lines. This poem depends on you. We need a line from you to make this poem happen. And I cannot, truly cannot wait to read your I Wish poems and to write or put together our collaborative poem, and also just to, in this way, celebrate the work that the poet Kenneth Koch did all those many years ago with kids, because he really changed, I think, the way that we think about teaching poetry and writing poetry. Kenneth Koch is reminding us that poetry is fun and has a great meaning to ourselves, you know, and is that our own experiences, whether we've been on the planet for 5 years or 95 years, our own experiences are the basis for art. It's not other people's experiences, it's your experience that is the basis for your art. And it's a valuable thing to remember. All right, I wish to join you next week with a collaborative poem written by us. Send me your poems, and then also send me your favorite line, or if you'd like me to select the line from your poem, I can do that as well. But I can't wait to read what you've written, and so send them along. Anaphora is the term that we're talking about today, but honestly, I don't really care about whether or not you learn the term. What I care about is that you sit for a minute and share your wishes and send them to me. Okay, talk to you next week. From my closet and Rebecca's closet to your ears, this is just to say.